Our Twitter poll today, this has to do with Oregon. Should Oregon boost the booze taxes that you pay? Now, they put a temporary tax in place in 2009 of 50 cents a bottle. It was supposed to last for 3 months. And here we are in 2023. It's still in place. And now Tina Kotek's OLCC has decided to double that tax. Did you get to vote on it? No. No, this is just a lot of money. About $50 million for the folks in state government who are awash in cash right now, which is, I think, one of the things that I would expect to hear from Senator John Braun, who joins me now. Senator, welcome back to the program. How are you?
I'm doing well, Lars. Thanks for having me.
Doesn't seem a little crazy before we talk about police pursuit and the law and whether or not it's going to get fixed by the legislature. Am I right to say that both Olympia and Salem are awash in cash right now?
I can say for sure in Olympia, and everything I read says the same thing is true in Salem, and the liquor tax in Oregon is second in the country, I think, only to Washington, which is ironic given it's one of the most regressive taxes we have on our books, and yet the current majorities in both states want to keep raising it.
You mean because Jeff Bezos pays the same tax on liquor that the person who makes minimum wage pays? So that makes it economists call regressive.
That's what they call it. But what is amazing is they're constantly complaining about these regressive taxes, yet here they are again attempting to raise a regressive tax. They got to have it one way or the other. They can't have it both ways.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Let's go to police pursuit. It has become, Washington State has become infamous because the law was changed and the crooks know about it to the point where sometimes they call 911 and say, there's a cop chasing me. He doesn't have legal authority under the new law to chase me. Would you please tell the police officer to stop chasing me? I'm not exaggerating that, am I?
You are not. That is exactly what's happened, at least in one case up in King County in the last year.
All right, so what is the legislature going to do about this? Anything?
Well, that's the million-dollar question right now. We're working hard. I mean, I know, with a high degree of certainty that if a reasonable pursuit bill came to the floor of the Senate, I think the same is true in the House, it would pass with a strong bipartisan majority. The entire Republican caucus in both chambers are dedicated to passing a bill. And just to be clear, it passed last year. It's the Senate Democrats that held it up from being confirmed and going to the governor last year. And now, instead of even letting it get as far as the floor where they know that folks on both sides of the aisle wants to fix this issue, we have the far left portion of the Democratic caucuses in both chambers trying to hold it up. We'll see. This is going to really it's going to be the top issue over the next week and a half as we approach what's our first policy cutoff. We got to have a bill that will fix this problem through committee before that cutoff, or it largely cuts off the ability to debate this issue.
Do you think what your Democrat friends are trying to do, Senator, is just trying to run the clock out and say, oh, sorry, didn't get done by the deadline, so it just dies. Then they don't even have to vote it down.
That's what it looks like to me. We have some saying just the opposite, but we have the chair of Law and Justice who very clearly and unequivocally has said she won't hear the bill. And I hold her accountable for that, but you got to understand she works for the entire caucus. And if she's getting away with holding that bill, she's doing that under the authorization of the caucus. That means the whole caucus, whether they say they'll support it or not, are refusing to get a bill forward that will fix this issue. So they all should be held responsible.
Okay, so Senator Braun, what are these people saying? They understand that if a criminal is running from the scene of the crime and you don't catch him and stop him or her, most of the time it's a guy, that person may commit other crimes, even worse crimes, when they escape. And we've had examples of that as well. What are they saying is the reason to tell the police you can't chase criminals?
Well, now they've kind of even backed up on the argument that it's saving innocent bystanders because the data clearly doesn't support that. They've backed up on this idea that, you know, people aren't getting hurt because the pursuit isn't happening. Now they're going back and saying, well, yeah, something bad might be happening, but we need to study it for a year and a half, and then we'll come back and talk about it. And that's just, you know, that's so they understand that they have a terrible argument on policy. They are choosing the wrong policy, but they're being stubborn. They made a mistake in 2021 and they need to own up to it and fix it. And instead of doing that, they're now saying, we're going to study it for a year and a half. The problem with that is people are still going to get hurt in the meantime. That should be unacceptable.
Well, and Senator, one of the arguments I've heard just about traffic enforcement at all is you shouldn't be doing traffic stops, most of them. And that's what they've tried to put into law. They put it into city ordinances saying, we don't want you to do traffic enforcement. The problem is you catch some serious criminals in traffic. I keep reminding people that, you know, Ted Bundy, one of Ted Bundy's first captures by the cops, you know, back when the serial killer was still running around loose before Florida punched his ticket, rightly so, was he got caught in a traffic stop. And we catch people 2 weeks ago, the Oregon State Police caught a guy with 10 pounds of meth and 5 pounds of deadly fentanyl in his car, and it was because of a traffic stop. They don't want the police to stop anybody, and they don't want the police to chase anybody. And their attitude seems to be, well, when you do chase them, and I've heard them say this, you catch too many poor people. You catch too many people of color. I don't care what color they are. I don't care, you know, how much money they got in their pocket. I care if they're committing a crime or not and if they're likely to commit another one. Do the Democrats not give a damn about that?
Their actions would certainly lead you to believe that. I mean, it's hard for me to believe they don't care about victims, but their decisions are certainly making you think that they care about victims. We need a society guided and enforced by law and order. And part of doing that is traffic violations. What is that? I mean, it's a simple question. Okay, if you're never going to stop a traffic violation ever in the future, what need do we ever have to renew our license plates? Why would we ever do that? It doesn't. Society can't function like this, and yet they're driven by this ideology that goes after it's all bad, it's all racist or somehow discriminatory. When the truth is, something bad things happen, and we should get after those. But we don't need to stop all traffic stops to get after discrimination that does sometimes occur.
I'm sure it occurs. I mean, I would be a fool to say it doesn't happen sometimes. But frankly, I just went over the fact that there's an Oregon State rep who got pulled over a couple of times. He happens to be a black man. He's a Democrat in the Oregon State Legislature. He complains to some of me because I'm black. Oh, and I was going 11 miles an hour over the speed limit, and I was doing a video conference on my phone while I was driving, and I happened to be drifting out of my lane, something that could actually kill somebody. That's Senator John Braun from Washington State.